Avalanche analyst Scott Masters, longtime NHL coach, scout, front office, is in Hawaii right now.
Aloha.
He is joining us from Hawaii, where it just turned 3 a.m. So, Scott, I got to ask, is your day just beginning or your night just ending?
Well, what's your guess? You guys know me all so well. If am I just coming in to the, from the night, or am I just getting my day going?
I don't know. You sound
I'm
like
gonna
a
go
guy
day,
been...
I'm thinking day going.
No, like, I think night ending.
I we'll do both. I took a little nap, woke up. Now I'm going to go back to bed. But it's nice to sit in this house, dark house, in my whitey tidies, open up a beer, and talk hockey with you guys.
There you go. Popping a beer at 3 a.m. to talk some pucks. All right. So you got to watch the Avs play at, what it would have been like, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon out there.
Yeah, happy hour.
Hey, you know what gut punch hockey losses look and feel like? Was this one last night for the Avs? Can you recover from this?
Yeah, I think they can recover for sure because they're such a good team, talented team, and so much skill and effort. But our effort is maybe the question mark lately. But they... It hurt. It hurt for sure, especially the timing of the loss, meaning game five is such a huge, huge game as far as a seven-game series and coming on the home ice for the Avalanche. That loss hurts, and so they're going to have to recover and obviously win on the one on the road and come back home and win another.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. We were talking, and I was mentioning to Mike, you know, game two, obviously, you know, the Avs won, but they got outskated by Vegas, and last night they won in their home or in you know Ball Arena, but the Avs pretty much dominated that game start to finish, except for you know a 3 minute period in the third, 3 minute run in the third period. I guess my question to you though is, I have not seen the Avs actually play well in Vegas in the two games they've played there. Can they go there and win, or what's it going to take to go into Vegas and actually come away with a win?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think there's what Mike said too. There's each team has kind of stolen a game here in the series, game two and game five, vice versa. And usually in the series, you know, someone may steal one or two, but at the end, I think the better team wins the series. For the Avs to go in there, it's again for me, if McKinnon gets shut down, well, he has to be, his line has to be better than their top line. It's just plain and simple. And then the rest of the guys has to pick it up. And it's the depth for me really what loses the games for the Avalanche. They could have, as much as well as they played last night, they should have scored a few more. They should have put it 3-0, maybe 4-0. Then Vegas doesn't have a chance to come back. And it, for me, their lineup is really, really hard for them to score those goals. And that's what I think they're going to have to get from another Saad goal, another goal from Donskoy, you know, and someone else chip in there too for them to win game six.
There was a call for Jared Bednar to do something, adjustments, make some changes. He certainly did that. The additions of Alex Newhook and Logan O'Connor into the lineup, mixing up his top lines. How did you feel about the changes that Bednar made and attempted to make?
Yeah, I took a look at it a little bit. It's so hard to take away from your strengths, right? If you put what, you know, the top line was fantastic, has been one of the top lines the last 2 years with Landeskog on the top line. So putting him on the second line is where I have an issue with because of the support. So Landeskog now goes with JT Compher and Niskushin. JT Compher and Niskushin are not playmakers. So then you're relying on Landeskog. He's usually the good drive, net, tip, rebounds, goals on the top line. Well, on this one, he doesn't get much help. Then you look at this third line of O'Connor, Yost, and Barakovsky. Like, that's – Barakovsky hasn't done anything in the playoffs. That's another deadline for me. Yost is not – when he came into the league, he was an offensive guy. Really, he's turned into more of a defensive guy. He's played fantastic. It's just a combination of – there's not a lot of scoring in those bottom three lines at these combinations. And the prime example is, okay, Compher has a chance to score in overtime. Doesn't do it. He's just not a finisher like that. He's a skater. He's a, you know, guy in the PK. He's a third or fourth line guy. He's not going to score. And then also Nikushkin goes down in the corner. This is what he usually does. Takes his big body, skates wide, goes in the corner, curls, puck to the point, block shot, goal the other way. So these little small things add up, and that's what changed the momentum of the game last night, and they end up losing in the end.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we always talk about, when you do make a mistake, a couple turnovers lead to two straight goals, you have to have your goalie stand on his head and make a save. Do you look at that with Grubby and say, hey, man, at least one of those goals you've got to stop? I mean, where were you on the two goals he gave up and then, of course, the overtime goal?
Yeah, you would like, obviously, any goal that goes in is what I say, a very bad save, right? It's just, you got to do your job. And so, you can't, over the series, and I don't think going back to last night's game, you say Grubauer was the cause, right? Maybe he stops one and it's, you know, keeps the game tied in overtime, but overall, he's been one of the best players in the series. So it's hard for me to nitpick at him for last night's game or the game before. He's been fantastic. Fleury was fantastic last night. Fleury was a big aspect of how they won. So yeah, you like to maybe Kim to get one of those or two of those back, but hey, that's not their issue right now.
Scott, mahalo, aloha,
yes.
And good evening. Or good morning.
Yeah, all those two.
All of them.
I'm headed back today. So,
well, we welcome you back. Thank you so much. And hopefully, the Avs find a way to get this back to a game seven. Thank you, Scott.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Scott Masters, our Avalanche analyst, longtime hockey advisor, working with the Panthers, Blues, Avs, Canadiens, DU. So he joins us. You can follow him on Twitter @ScottMasters55. Join us live from Hawaii.